Seems like some rules at your house have been around forever. Like, I know for us, I lose my mind when people don't take off their shoes when they walk in the front door. But my family. Okay. So, like, my kids, my
husband. Because they are the people that are supposed to know.
Right. They know. Like, if you come to my house, I don't expect you to take off your shoes. Like, you're a guest in my house. You can keep them on. Like, that's kind of my rule. But if you're my kid or you're my husband, you got to take them off the second you get up the stairs at the top of the garage.
Yeah.
Right.
In my family, you know what? We've got a million little rules. I feel like every single day I'm walking through a minefield trying to remember all these different things.
Well, rules in the house. One of the latest rules you've given me is I can no longer put recyclable boxes. I can't put Amazon boxes or any boxes in the garage, right?
Yeah. I mean, you have a big enough mess in the garage already, and then you just pile boxes out there. It's kind of ridiculous.
But some of these boxes are good boxes.
You don't need 50 good boxes. Like, two or three should be sufficient.
You never know what you're going to need a box for. If it's a good box, it's a good box.
It's funny because I actually agree with her. Because why do you need so many boxes?
They're good boxes. Sometimes, you know, you get a box, you get it in the mail, you get something delivered, and you just say to yourself, wow, this is a solid box. I like this box.
But
I could see something else going in this box. So you don't want to get rid of it that day. You throw it out in the garage for a couple days. You decide whether or not, hey, do I have a use for this box?
I mean, how many boxes get stacked up, though?
It can be a lot. Yeah. Just stay out of the garage. You won't know.
This past weekend, my husband hit the... I have to give him a lot of credit. It took him a long time to get here, but he finally did it. He got very upset.
What did you say was a new rule in our house?
The Taylor Swift Eras Tour video has to play for less than 5 hours a week.
How do you think your daughter's going to feel about that?
She's not going to be happy.
Hayden, new rule in the house. Daddy just declared it because he couldn't stand it anymore. Eras Tour on the TV, no more than 5 hours a week. How do you feel about that?
I think that we should go to 6 so that I can at least watch it twice, maybe 7.
So we have like a little tiny family room off our kitchen, which has a TV there, and the TV is always on. The Eras Tour has been on. Like, it just runs. It just runs in my house.
Yeah.
And like, and I don't mind because I'm a Swiftie too, and I love it. Like, to me, like, yeah, let it run all day long. I haven't memorized at this point. Sometimes I do the choreography with Taylor.
So, something's got to be on, right? But why not that?
My husband, he can't take it anymore because we're always in the area. We're always in the kitchen, you know, and he's like, I can't watch this anymore. And then he made that rule. And I'm wondering if it's actually going to happen.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, how many times can you watch it actually with that rule in place per week? Right. Because it's like 3 hours long.
It's 3 hours long, but it just runs in my house.
Yeah. There's lots of rules. That's for sure.
What's the rule when it comes to talking during shows?
Stop it. Stop it. Just all you do is talk through the show. When a character stops talking, you're supposed to say what you have to say real quick until the next person starts talking. And then you be quiet. No, you just talk over the entire show all the time.
This would work if once I said something, you had not said something right after. It's your words that step on them. I'm already jumping in.
No, you're talking over the people in the show, not me. I wouldn't do. You notice I don't respond to you? I'm silent because I'm trying to listen to the show.
This is another one that I agree with your wife, Alicia. Like, stop talking. She's trying to watch a show.
Yeah, we have about 3 arguments a week based on that.
Yeah. What's the new rule at your house? It just came around and now everybody's got to figure it out. 1-800-330-9999. It only took him 2 months to break. I guess that was pretty good, all things considered, right?
I mean, if it's just on loop over and over and over and over again, that is torture.
Yeah. So when's the last time you had to implement a new rule in your household? 1-800-330-9999. My husband finally broke this past weekend. We have the Eras Tour, Taylor Swift's video that's on Netflix. It just runs in my house constantly. Like, the TV is on in the kitchen in the background and it just goes. And finally last night, like, I didn't even know it was bothering him so much. He was like, that's it.
That's it. It's over.
And he said 5 hours a week. And my daughter was like, I need 7 so I could watch it twice in its entirety. Oh, what's the last new rule that you had to implement at your home? Caitlin.
I do. Okay. So my rule is that I eat the first piece of any food that comes into this house. Whether it is chips, chocolate, a donut, whatever it is, I eat the first piece.
Is this rule for your husband, your children? It's for everybody, but who is it mostly? Every rule has a person in mind when it is first imagined.
Oh, it is for everyone.
Yeah.
Oh. If it is a friend of a friend that is coming by, let me get a piece of that. Whoever it is, just because I make this house a home.
Wait a minute. If somebody walks, like, if your husband walked in with a friend and he had a leftover sandwich or something like that.
No, she gets first bite.
Like, you get first bite?
He has to leave because I didn't get the first bite.
All right. But do they actually follow that? Because I feel like that's a rule I would make that nobody would follow.
You got to have an iron fist. Examples have to be made.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Tristan, what's that new rule you have in your house?
No TV after 10 p.m.
That's a good rule for not only children, for adults and everybody.
Yeah, I mean, Anna and I are supposed to be long asleep before that at that point, but wow.
In my dream world, where I don't have to get up at 3:40 in the morning, 10 o'clock is the perfect time to go to sleep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a real thing, but like I always thought, because you could watch all those nice shows at 9 o'clock that go on at 9, and then you go to bed at 10. And then you wake up like a normal person at 7.
So you miss the bad shows that are on at 10.
Right. I don't want to watch those shows anyway, so it's fine.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not going to argue it.
Frankie, what's that new rule you've made for your house?
Oh, I've had to put my foot down. No one else is allowed in the garden anymore except for me. My kids trashed my tomato plants. I don't know if I'm going to get anything out of my peas. I was so mad. No one else anymore. It's just me.
You got to put up one of those fences around it so they know, like, just stay out.
I mean, it would work well if they were a gopher, but...
No, it won't. I'll tell you right now, you got to go down at least 6 to 9 inches. They get in everything. Bunnies, man. I got problems with bunnies. I got bunny problems. Mm. I'll tell you right now, them gophers, they're relentless.
Casey, how about you? What's the new rule you had to come up with for your house?
For me, it's asking, do you need a moment? Because sometimes, you know, when tensions are getting high and everybody's frustrated, just giving them that permission to take a moment or five, feel your emotions, and then let's come back to solve this problem. It's done wonders in my household.
It's smart.
Yeah, pause is one of the biggest things that they recommend, like in any sort of, you know, therapy or anything like that. Like, just take a minute to get yourself centered and breathe.
I've been reading a lot of articles saying, like, when you get really frustrated as a parent with your family, you're supposed to just step outside, you know, and I actually haven't done it yet, but it makes a lot of sense in my head. I'm like, I don't want to go outside.
In your head, it makes sense.
Yeah, in my head, it makes sense. Yeah.
I love it.
I haven't actually done it, but.
It's great.